For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Americans' growing love of hummus and other plant-based proteins has helped make Montana the number one producer of chickpeas and lentils in the country. But Big Sky farmers are watching politics in India and international trade disputes play out before going all in on a pulse crop-powered love affair. If you walk into a grocery store pretty much anywhere in America, the question you're faced with isn't whether you can buy hummus, it's what kind of hummus you should buy. Mediterranean, garlic, sriracha. And Tim McGreevy, CEO of USA Dry Pea and Lentil Council, says this represents an exciting shift.
I mean, hummus has just changed the whole landscape in the United States. I mean, you really can't have a good Super Bowl party anymore unless you have hummus on the table. I mean, let's be honest, you'd be shunned.
Hummus sales increased almost 200-fold in the last 2 decades, according to the council. McGreevy says farmers have responded by planting more chickpeas as well as more lentils and dry peas. Over the last 25 years,
we've gone nationwide from 400,000 acres to 2016 and 17, where we had 2.5 million acres. And Montana really has been a huge part of that growth, where they're producing over 1 million acres of these three crops.
But right now, farmers in Montana are watching an election halfway around the world to see if their biggest market will reopen again. After India's prime minister imposed high import tariffs on American pulses 2 years ago, McGreevy says exports decreased by almost 90%. The fate of these tariffs depends on who is elected India's next prime minister this week.
India has been our largest market. In fact, India is the largest pulse consumption market in the world, okay? Because 1.3 billion people, 80% of the Indian population is vegetarian.
That means they're eating and growing a lot of dry peas, lentils, and chickpeas for their daily protein intake. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi campaigned on the promise of doubling farmer incomes by 2022. Farmers make up the largest voting bloc in India, and Modi imposed import tariffs on American pulse crops in November 2017 to help give Indian farmers a competitive edge.
And, you know, it's been devastating in terms of a market for growers, and of course, prices have dropped precipitously.
America's second biggest pulse export market has also shrunk. During trade disputes with China in 2018, American dry peas were hit with tariffs, along with soybeans and other agricultural products. Prices are down 30 to 50%. In response, farmers planted fewer acres of pulse crops this spring, even though they work really well in places like Montana. Pulse crops don't need much water and can handle the climate as the American West becomes warmer and drier. Farmers also like these crops because they add nitrogen to the soil, which improves yields for wheat and other cereal grains. McGreevy says despite the struggles with the export market, he's hopeful new consumer trends in America can help fill the gap. Demand for plant-based protein has led to more non-dairy milks, snacks, pastas, and flour made with chickpeas, lentils, and dry peas.
So we really see that as basically growing our way out of these issues that we have for the next 5 years. But it takes a little time. You can't lose, 400,000 to 500,000 metric tons of export sales and expect the domestic market to pick it up immediately.
The USA Dry Pea and Lentil Council says it will continue to work with the Indian and Chinese governments, and they've been pretty successful exporting to Pakistan. McGreevy says he's paying close attention to India's parliamentary elections. Recent exit polls indicate Modi is headed for re-election. He has reiterated his promise to boost Indian farmer incomes, while his rival, Rahul Gandhi, has pledged more non-farm work for rural communities. Official results for India's prime minister are expected to be announced Thursday. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.